is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey there, this is season 5, episode 49 of the Chris Abraham Show, and I do not know what I'm going to talk about today. Let's see. I'm walking to Iditos, where I will eat a veggie omelet and rye bread, which is outside of my diet parameters, but I didn't have any breakfast, so I didn't have any food to make breakfast, so if I get to choose what I want for breakfast, that's it. Generally today I take off, but I need to spend some time doing some work for someone that I kind of put off for a while, and I owe it to them, to her, and I need to reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. I'll make this world a better place if you can. I'll reach out and touch somebody's hand. I'll make this world a better place if you can. Anyway, so I need to reach out and do search for SEO gigs on Upwork, because I don't want to fall for the getting behind on that and not having the next thing set up. I noticed that I've closed out some campaigns and some gigs and so forth, and I need to spend the day kind of sending out pitches. Pitches get stitches. And like that, what else? I don't know. Like, I want to come clean. A lot of my extremist views are just for entertainment purposes only, right? Like, I don't have any skin in any games at all, really. I mean, I don't even care about gun laws, right? Like, my life would be completely different, not at all, if I sold my firearms, if I lived in a gun-unfriendly state, I wouldn't have guns. I don't conceal carry anymore. That was fun, but I feel like it was experimental. I feel like everything I do is experimental. I did not put the 30-pound, 20-pound, or 10-pound weight back into my bag. But I do have my suspension trainer in my bag, and I do have every intent of going to the park and doing that if it's not ruined by thunderstorms. And it's extremely overcast today, so it very well might be canceled for rain, canceled for weather. But I did bring my umbrella. I didn't bring my Dutch Army poncho, which is sad. And what else? Oh, yeah, not having any skin in the game. I'm also surrounded by trans people. I mean, there are trans people. I've known trans and non-binary people since growing up. And some people want to pass. Some people do pass. Some people don't pass. Some people almost seem like they're wearing their other gender parents' clothing. Some people are signify almost totally as a boy, but have long hair with barrettes in it, pretty colored barrettes, and no change in voice or tone. Like, this is perfectly natural. And in the everyday engagement of life, when do you ever use pronouns? Like, 99.99% of the world never says, never uses anyone's pronouns or names or whatever. You say, hello, good morning, how are you? I am fine. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope you are doing well. And they have yet to create an alternate pronoun based on you. All y'all is gender neutral. You guys tends to go across okay. But all y'all and y'all complete. Who would have thought that the most gender neutral way of referring to a group of people who are all different types of genders is a Southern colloquial reference, right? Y'all and all y'all is like the most completely safe way of referring to people whose gender you don't know. I know that women are perfectly cool with saying, hey guys, how are you doing? But they wouldn't be with like, hey dudes, like that might be. But you know, in a world where gender is just something, it's just a cultural trope, then I don't know, I'll just stick with all y'all. But that might, of course, trigger people because they might think that I'm a personal lynch mob, which I'm not. Like I've mentioned several times, I think, I have, I don't know, I like to say that I have situational awareness. I like to say that my head's in a swivel, and that might be true, but while I probably am not autistic spectrum, I definitely am not neurotypical because I've got this thing called aphantasia, and aphantasia is the inability to see anything in a mind's eye. I've been to a million meditation sessions, including guided meditations I used to do with my mom. And they're always saying things like visualize a red apple or visualize a candle or whatever. And I am unable to do that. I've never been able to do that. I've tried so hard sometimes and thought maybe I could. I also am self-diagnosed. Both of these are self-diagnoses. Self-diagnosed with something called SDAM, which means my narrative memory, my both visual memory and my actual memory of my life on Earth is kind of boiled down to bullet points, like literally bullet points, and pretty granular bullet points too, like not a fine grain, like if you think about a beach, it's sort of more like those beaches that you see in the south of Spain that are mostly smooth rocks, and they call them beaches. They're certainly not the fine cake sugar, that powdered sugar that one might find in a hyperphantasia person, a hyperphant, or someone who has extremely good memory. But it's more like all the big rocks and none of the small rocks. Like, you know, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know necessarily. Like, I remember surely the big loves of my life, but I don't even remember any of the little loves of my life very well at all. And it might be because I keep on reinforcing myself. My ex-girlfriend, Michelle, used to call and say, hey, it's your ex-wife. And so I consider the big loves to be sort of like ex-wives. And so I know who those are. But like the little loves? No, I mean, it's very spotty. very difficult to convey, I think. But as a result, I don't know, like, it's really hard for me to become activated or radicalized or whatever, because not that people and things don't mean that much to me, but like I keep on remembering the Serenity Prayer, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living day by day, right? So it's so easy, like 99.99% of things going wrong in the world cannot be affected by me. And any strong energy that I put into it could make it worse, because unintended consequences are real consequences. So, for example, my attempt at mitigating climate change is living in an efficiency apartment in a dense apartment building, not owning a car, not owning a motorcycle, owning a bicycle I've had since 2011, taking Uber only when I need it, taking buses when I need it, not eating packaged food, not buying bottled water, not buying entire CRVs full of La Croix or entire CRVs full of little water bottlets. I buy extremely expensive things that I expect to own forever. I just bought, with the help of I think it's the subreddit's like, buy it for life or own it forever or forever something. I just bought a extremely good Yeti insulated thermosy thing that has a really great locking mechanism. And I made stovetop Bustelo. I made amazing coffee top, Cafe Bustelo coffee. And I put it in there. And I have a mini Nalgene full of Relight hydration salt. So I don't need to rely too heavily on those little single packets, and I have a Nalgene single wall stainless steel bottle that most people only use if they're really going camping and they want to use the bottle like to throw into the fire and to heat water and stuff, but I just use it for Vasa. And got my bags, got my satchels, I even carry my own fork and knife. And whenever I get any napkins, I stuff them into my bag so that I can just keep them. And if I have a stash of napkins in my bag, then I will not obsessively grab them from the store. I do not drink with straws ever, not even a Starbucks or whatever. And now that I'm approaching Iditos, I insist that they serve my water and my coffee and my espresso in glass or glass cups or ceramic mugs. So I try to reduce their waste, and like that, when I buy things like my Garmin watch, I'll wear it for 10 years. I'm really tempted by the new Garmin Instinct 3, is it? I don't know. It's the super big one with the light. I really want that. Or I want the Garmin Enduro. Is that right? Ultra Enduro. But this works perfectly fine for what I use it for. I use my Fitbit until it breaks, and then I upgrade to one. This one I bought earlier because I realized that it had an EKG function, EKECG function. So, I don't know. I'm sure based on the fact that I'm huge, I probably eat like a family of four. So that is kind of wasteful. And I am carnivore, which means I contribute to the slaughter of baby seals. Actually, you know, I don't know. I contribute to the death of poor little cows and chickens and etc. So anyway. All right, I guess I'll finish the episode. This is the end of Season 5, Episode 49. I am now sitting in Iditos, and I'm out of things to say, and coffee is more important to me than the Chris Abraham Show at the moment. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.